Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I'm your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome a very senior and accomplished marketing professional from Gurgaon, India, Mr. Gunjan Khaitan. Gunjan, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ashutosh. It's a pleasure.
Thank you. Gunjan is the Chief Marketing Officer of Perfetti Van Mel, India. He's a strong believer in the spirit of entrepreneurship and has mentored a lot of startups. So Gunjan, before we talk marketing, tell me a little bit about your own journey in brief.
I'm a small town boy. Okay, I grew up in the outskirts of Kolkata in a nuclear family. So grew up with the strong values of a middle-class service family. My dad was an engineer. My mom was a homemaker. And some of those values instilled me to strive harder, both from a professional and educational front. I did my MBA and joined FMCG as an industry and fell in love with the industry and been with them for almost 20 years now. Worked across three different companies. I started with Heinz India and then moved to Reckitt. And then now just joined Perfetti about 6 months back.
Amazing.
I've worked across almost 14 categories during these 20 years. And in four different countries, from one end of the globe to another. And what it taught me is to be agile and practice flexibility, whether it's mental, whether it's people, whether it's change. Personally, in a very happy state, coming back to India, have a small family, wife and a 12-year-old son. We moved back to India almost after 10 years. So super excited, but still adjusting.
Fantastic. So now let's talk marketing, Gunjan. And let me start by asking you, given the amount of experience you have, what goes into building a successful brand?
I think it's a bit of a complicated question to answer. Absolutely. There's no right or wrong answer here.
Correct.
It's my interpretation is what I would say.
Yeah.
I think besides blood and sweat, there are many things that go into building a strong brand. I think prima facie, it's important for us to have a deep understanding of our core consumer. Okay. Understanding their motivations in life in the context of the category. Right. And therefore, establishing very clearly the role of the brand, okay, in their life and the purpose of the brand, the higher purpose of the brand that reaffirms their values and life truths. Okay, because then they understand the why of the brand in their life. Right. And when it comes to day-to-day things, there needs to be a relentless focus on driving a very clear proposition and a competitive advantage. Okay. We need to be persistent in innovating because the world is around us is changing very rapidly. And lastly, patience and passion. Patience in staying invested and passion in staying interested.
Great response. Thank you. The other question that I had is, you know, and I'm sure you'll be a great person to respond, because you worked with such amazing brands. Brands are like living beings. They're like children and they need a lot of nurturing. And yet there are some brands that last 100 years and some don't last a few months, a few years. What makes brands stay relevant for a long period of time?
I think about 200, 300 years back, a very smart scientist left the cues for building a great brand. And it's basically Darwin's theory. Okay? We need to change to evolve. Okay? And brands that have consistently changed in response to how their environment changed, how their consumers changed, are the ones who have stayed relevant and therefore lived through 100, 200 years. Right? And it's not just it's not just true for brands, it's also true for industries. Right? We know typewriters got out of business, because computers came in, computers getting out of business because mobiles have come in, and so on and so forth. I think, as I was saying, marketing today is extremely dynamic and complex.
Correct.
Than it ever was, but not as much as it ever will be. And therefore, it's important for us to constantly think different and try different things. Whether it's disruptive innovation, whether it's new age marketing, whether it's artificial intelligence and role of that in consumer response, whether it's marketing in metaverse, there's so many things that we should experiment to take our learnings, fail and learn, and then choose the right ones.
Well said. I've got a few questions for you relating to Perfetti. What sets Perfetti apart from so many other confectionery brands that are there in the market? And yet you seem to be in every small shop and every point of the country.
I think we've been blessed with very strong brands. We are market leaders in most of the categories we play in. And this is a result of a lot of good work that generations before me have done. I've been in a fortunate position to reap the benefit of their hard work. What we constantly do, therefore, is to have very clear playgrounds for our brand, which we call as demand spaces. And therefore, we stay very focused on a sharp positioning for our brand and consistent imagery that we drive through our innovation, our communication, our activations. On top of it, as an organization, we invest consistently in our brands in India, and we also innovate relentlessly. Because this is an impulse category and you have to stay relevant.
Correct.
And the most important thing is people that work in this organization are extremely passionate about their work, about the category, about the industry. So they're always trying and doing different things. So that, I would say, would be a reason why Perfetti in India is so successful.
Very interesting. And when it comes to maintaining a strong brand identity, you know, India is a multicultural, very diverse country with multiple types of preferences. How do you maintain such a strong brand identity across so many different cultures and diverse human beings in our country?
So having been in India long enough, I think we understand the cultural nuances and the flavor profiles of different parts of India. And we innovate consistently to that insight, right? Coupled with a strong distribution network that takes those products to every nook and corner, and we can make careful choices on what goes where. We call this our must-sell list. But most importantly, in spite of all these differences, we ensure that the brand is consistent to everyone. The imagery, the personification of the brand is exactly the same to a person in Tamil Nadu as it is to a person in Jammu and Kashmir. Right? And that kind of binds all these things that we do together with one thread.
Right? Interesting. Very interesting. My next question to you, Gunjan, is that, you know, the confectionery industry has been facing its own set of challenges. How are you managing it through your own company?
I think there are... I'm new to the industry, but the initial read I have is essentially there are three big challenges that I see that we need to untangle. One is pricing. This category is arranged around low price points, single unit packs at 50 paisa, 1 rupee, at best 2 rupees, right? And therefore, with inflationary pressure, it becomes very difficult to have a sustainable business, right? So what we have done is we've constantly innovated at different price points and also moved the price table up. So we moved, we stopped doing business at 50p about a few years back. So currently, a lot of competitors followed us, and there's a large part of the business now at 1 rupee, right? So that is, pricing is one challenge. The other challenge is the industry is quite fragmented. The entry barriers are low.
Correct.
Anyone can make jelly or candy in the kitchen. And mothers do, right? They make jellies for their kids, right? So it's a highly fragmented industry, and therefore it's important for us to constantly innovate and bring new experiences, new formats, new flavors to our consumers. Okay, so we are always ahead of the curve. Right. And the third thing I would say is, at the end of the day, it's impulse as a category. Decisions are not made at home, but on the shelf. And therefore, our competition is wider than confectionery. Right? And super important for us to drive relevance of the category, and therefore have a role in the multiple choices that a consumer is making at any point in trying. And some of it comes through breakthrough advertising that we have done, and innovating consumption occasions for the category.
Well,
so these would be the top three challenges, I would say, for the industry.
Great response. Thank you. And of course, for as long as I can remember, the single unit packs were also being used by most shops as change. So, you know, if you don't have change, they will get sweets back, you know, or confectionery item back.
Right? Yeah, absolutely.
So my next question to you, Gunjan, is that the entire market for whichever product is now very strongly influenced by digital marketing, or the advent of digital in everyone's marketing strategy. How are you leveraging digital platforms to engage with your customers?
I think digital platforms are super important in today's age, irrespective of the category you play in. In our case, it's a bit more important because of the age group that forms the core consumption cohort for most of our categories, right? And they are primarily sitting on digital platforms. For us, digital is an incremental reach builder. Okay? And we choose the platform basis the purpose of activation. So if I have to drive reach, I go to a certain platform. If I have to drive engagement and brand love, I go to a slightly different platform. If I go to drive sales, I go to a slightly different platform. Right? We also do a lot of test and learn to identify new opportunities, new ways of communication on this platform, new ways of engagement with our consumers, and sometimes even new platforms. And in the recent years, there's so many new platforms that are mushroomed, especially in India. So all the concept of trying to go with one or two big scale platforms is currently out of the window. So you're constantly trying, okay, let's try something here and something there and see what sticks. Okay? And we work with very, very clear KPIs and measure them to monitor the impact of one platform over another.
Very interesting. And how do you maintain loyalty to your brand in such a highly fragmented and competitive industry?
I mean, great question. As I was saying, this is such a fragmented industry. I think, as I said, we invest consistently in our brands, which means we produce great advertising and we put money behind the advertising. So we are always trying to push the Tom and Spawn on our brands. And considering it's an impulse category, that kind of helps at the point of decision making for us. We do a lot of activation on ground and visibility on ground to ensure that consumers choose us over anyone else. We are very consistent in our brand imagery. Okay. We have, and this springs from some of the work we did on demand spaces about 5-6 years back. And we have clearly carved out role of each brand in our portfolio. And at the end of the day, every category, every brand boils down to the same thing, giving consumer the right value and right experiences.
Correct.
So they can understand the role of that brand in their life, which is what we try and do every day.
Well said. Well said. The other question, which is not necessarily for Perfetti, but for you as a marketing leader, is how does an organization measure the success of its marketing campaigns? And what are some of the key performance indicators that you would monitor?
I think measurement of any campaign is super important. I've been in situations where we have all been happy about the work we were doing, but no one could figure out whether that work is really driving value for the organization, right? So it actually depends on the purpose of the campaign. If the campaign is about awareness, I would probably monitor views. Okay. Whereas if it is about conversion or consideration, I would monitor click-through rates and add-to-basket. And if it's traditional media, you run a campaign for 4 to 6 weeks, monitor the results for the next 12 weeks to see if there's a lift versus pre versus post. Okay. So there are many ways of measuring this. You also track your imagery scores on a consistent basis to see if campaigns are really building imagery or taking away from it. So there are a whole host of tools that we use and try and triangulate some of that information to see if a campaign is working or not.
Well said. My next question is, again, this is for so many young people who will listen to our conversation. Would it be possible for you to talk about any one of your recent product launches and the strategies you employ to ensure the success of the product?
We launched a lot actually last year, but one launch that stands out is a tennis ball shaped gum.
Okay.
That we launched under a brand called Centerfood. And the product was super innovative. We tested a new price point with that, and it's showing great result for us. And a lot of it was the innovative idea itself. It's a discovery for consumers in India, having a chewing gum like that. We got the product right. We got the coating right. We got the flavor right. Everything was unique, though. It's a pineapple flavored gum. You don't see it that often in India. But then we also supported it with a lot of good money and new age marketing. So we went digital. We used a lot of influencers. We took the concept of gully cricket, which is quite popular in India. We have all grown up playing. I'm sure you've played
gully Everyone cricket. Everyone has. Absolutely.
Right? So we took that and did a twist on that using the Centerfood tennis ball, in the sense that if you were to play gully cricket with tennis ball, how could that be, and all the awkward situations that it leads to, and so on. So it's a mix of humor, it's a mix of engagement. So overall, it was a very well packaged launch, and that reaped the right results for us. Recently, we have roped in one of India's premier cricket players, Harmanpreet, who is the captain of our Indian cricket team and was the winning captain of Mumbai Indians on the same campaign. And that, along with the influencers, is leading to these very funny and super engaging videos that we have now spreading on Instagram.
How wonderful. How wonderful. How wonderful. My next question, Q, is on trends that you are noticing. What are some of the key trends or marketing trends you foresee that will impact the confectionery industry?
I think people are getting super experimentative. They are learning more. They've got a lot of exposure internationally. Travel has gone up. Disposable income has gone up. So people are willing to try new things, go to different places, etc. And therefore, there's so much opportunity for us to leverage the experiences that exist outside India in our confectionery, right? Current confectionery industry is still structured around standard formats like candies, hard-boiled candies, gums, etc. But the world outside has other new interesting formats as well. So these people will go experience those, come back and look for similar kind of experiences. So that is one thing that would play a big role in the next few years, and therefore consistent innovation, bringing new experiences would be important. And other than that, marketing, digital marketing is changing rapidly. Consumers
right.
are moving at a very, very fast pace to digital marketing and e-commerce.
Mm.
How does confectionery industry step up
mm.
to leverage that change?
Mm.
What is the role of traditional digital marketing versus artificial intelligence versus metaverse versus influencer marketing? All that is going to play a big, big role in shaping
okay.
how we reach the consumer. And once we reach the consumer, what proposition we present to them.
Mm. Very interesting. And Gunjan, my last question to you, and this is for the thousands of people who will listen to our conversation. Based on your own journey as a chief marketing officer, having worked with such amazing brands, what would you say are three lessons you would want our viewers and listeners to take away, especially for people who are aspiring marketing professionals?
I think the top three that come to my mind and that have held me in good stead in the 20 years is knowing your business goal,
mm-hmm.
understanding what drives the business, what is the flywheel of your business, being on top of your numbers, and therefore using some of that understanding to drive decision making. I think that would be one key learning that I have. The other one is experimentation. Irrespective of the category we work in, the world is changing super fast. So we need to experiment consistently, do our A/B tests, and therefore test, fail, learn, repeat the cycle till you succeed. And along with that, ensure that the organization also learns and the overall knowledge table of the organization moves up. And the third one, and this kind of struck me when I became a leader, and it's for all those people who aspire to be a leader, is be the leader you want to follow. Okay. This means some behavioral changes that you need to do, some personality changes, and these are tough things to do because you've been like someone for a large part of your life. But as a leader, the biggest challenge is not to get stuck in silos, in a certain mold, but constantly reinvent yourself. Okay? If you expect the brand to reinvent itself and your team to reinvent itself, so do you. The third one would be to be the leader that you want to follow.
Fantastic. And on that note, Gunjan, and your three amazing lessons, know your business goals. You also said, be on top of your numbers. Second, you said, experiment consistently. And I loved your cycle, which was test, fail, learn, keep repeating till you really have whatever you're doing understood correctly. And the third one, which is so powerful, be the leader you want to follow. Thank you so much for speaking to me, Gunjan, about your own journey. Thank you for speaking to me about so many different aspects of marketing in your journey about Perfetti. Thank you also for talking to me about so many different aspects of how Perfetti and your products continue to be market leaders for a long, long time to come. Thank you again for speaking to me and good luck to you.
Thank you so much, Ashutosh, for sparing time to speak to me. I am quite excited and look forward to learning more about this platform that you and your team have created. It's a pleasure to be part of that platform. And best of luck to you and your team
Thank
in growing
you.
The platform.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.